Persephone, if I take this glowing green liquid and here siphon it into this quadro core, I will be able to... Oh my God!
Hey, it's great to be back with you for another half an hour of New Beat. As always, lots of great music, all sorts of variety spots, and information that you'd not want to miss. So, stay tuned. First up on today's show is Simon Rugley. Love will give you what you need. Love will give you what you need. And a great way to communicate your love for someone else is to give them a hug. According to social scientist Dr. Virginia Satir, 4 daily hugs are necessary for survival, 8 for good maintenance, and 12 for growth.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
Want to live longer? See the glass as half full. Optimism is good for the heart, a new study says. The most optimistic among a group of 545 Dutchmen, aged 64 to 84, had a roughly 50% lower risk of cardiovascular death over 15 years of follow-up, according to the study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Previous research has suggested being optimistic boosts overall physical health and lowers the risk of death from all causes. A positive attitude also has been shown to help patients who suffer from heart disease caused by narrow arteries.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, another way to live longer is not to take unnecessary risks or put yourself in harm's way or danger. And stay far away from temptations. A cautionary song now from Michael Fogarty, The Edge. Not into temptation, deliver us from evil. And you can best do that by staying away from the edge. Great song there from Michael Fogarty. Now over to Sally for our thought for the day.
Troubles, like a washing machine, twist us and knock us around. But in the end, we come out brighter and better than before.
By the way, if you'd like to receive a thought for the day by email, then you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. A short story now about someone who was thankful to be robbed. Matthew Henry, the famous scholar, was once attacked by thieves and robbed of his purse. He wrote these words in his diary. Let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. Second, because although they took my purse, they did not take my life. Third, because although they took my all, it was not much. And fourth, because it was I who was robbed, not I who robbed. This is Jeremy Spencer, a blues song about taking life's bitter experiences and turning them into sweet lemonade.
crying by the hour. How life has handed you a lemon, and it's turned out pretty sour. Everybody's heard your reasons why you couldn't quite make the grade. It's time to take that bitter lemon, squeeze it in a sweet lemonade. Family, friends, and foe who've taken the time to listen to your sad sack tale of woe. Everybody's heard your reasons why you couldn't quite make the grade. It's time to take that bitter lemon, squeeze it in a sweet lemonade.
Fame as one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time. That's Jeremy Spencer, song called Bitter Lemon.
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to UBeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org. Yes, you're listening to the latest edition of New Beat. Hope you're enjoying the show. Time now for Words from the Wise.
Today's Words from the Wise were uttered by the famous U.S. actress Mae West, who said, "You are never too old to become younger."
Oh, just for laughs.
A lady passenger traveling on an airplane became hysterical when she saw flames licking engines 1 and 2. "We're on fire!" she shouted up and down the aisle. "We're on fire! We're going to crash!" The entire plane load of passengers was in panic. Suddenly, the pilot appeared, wearing a parachute. "Please be calm, everyone. Don't worry about a thing," he assured them. "I'm going for help."
Newbeat! Time now for our feature where one of the Newbeat artists introduces one of their songs. Today, Andrew V is introducing his favorite song that he has recorded for Newbeat.
I would say my favorite is Soldier Boy, because maybe it's not the best production, but to me it's the song that has the most message to it, the song that could help somebody the most, and that's really my aim in songs when I write them. I want my song to actually make a difference in somebody's life, not just to be there for a source of entertainment, although that's great and all, but I want my song to actually be able to help somebody, and I believe Soldier Boy is a song that has the most message to it that can be applied to people who are in that situation.
Killed it for a new what it was to be born. I've ended lives before I'd even lived much of my own. I was compelled to join a supposed liberation force. My age of 12 didn't matter, I was just a cheap resource. I was going round, not quite knowing what I was doing. Instead of bringing joy, I was out to destroy. But how should I have known the difference? After all, I was just a boy. I couldn't find myself, lost in my head. I couldn't make sense of the life that I had led. I ran into a mirror, there I was in front of me. God, what had I become? Is this how I was meant to be?
Recent remix of Andrew V's song Soldier Boy, recorded at Radioactive Productions, sung by Titan.
New Beat! Yahoo!
A basketball in my hands is worth about $19. A basketball in Michael Jordan's hands is worth about $33 million. It depends whose hands it's in. A baseball bat in my hands is worth about $6. A baseball bat in Mark Maguire's hands is worth $19 million. It depends whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is useless in my hands. A tennis racket in Pete Sampras's hands is a Wimbledon championship. It depends whose hands it's in. A rod in my hands might keep away a small dog. A rod in Moses's hands parted the sea. It depends whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands is a kid's toy. A slingshot in David's hands was a mighty weapon. It depends whose hands it's in. Two fish and five loaves of bread in my hands is a couple of fish sandwiches. Two fish and five loaves of bread in Jesus' hands fed thousands. It depends whose hands it's in. Nails in my hands might produce a birdhouse. Nails in Jesus Christ's hands produced salvation for the entire world. It depends whose hands it's in. As you can see now, it all depends whose hands it's in. So put your concerns, your worries, your fears, your hopes, your dreams, your families, and your relationships in God's hands, because it depends whose hands it's in.
I never thought the desert would be so beautiful to me. I tried so hard to stay away from that place of misery. Through burning sand and lifeless valleys, threatened by the sun, I knew life was full of adventure. But for me, this wasn't really one. I've traveled far, I've traveled wide, and I know Jesus never left my side. Compared to the love He placed in my life, I can say I never sacrificed. I've had my lows, I've had my highs, and when I felt my soul was paralyzed, He heard my cry and said, "You'll understand someday why it is a blessing in disguise." Together, turn the desert sand to gold.
And Sharisha with Blessings in Disguise brings us to the end of today's New Beat. Here once again is our email address. It's mail@radioactivated.com. From me, Simon, and all here at Radioactive Productions, lots of love to you. Look forward to being back with you again next time. Here again is today's thought for the day, which is...
Troubles, like a washing machine, twist us and knock us around. But in the end, we come out brighter and better than before.
Bye for now.